Good morning, South Africa. Good morning, everyone. My name is Apostle J.N. Khoza from Evangelical Praise and Worship Center in Tegwane South. Allow me this morning to share the word of the Lord with you as you're about to start your day and you're about to leave your house and start looking for things that you are going to do. Some you are going to work, some you are going to your businesses, some you are going to look for employment. But let me assure you this morning, you are not alone, Mtana Sekhaya. God is with you. God will continue to lead you. God will continue to bless you. Don't give up. My topic today, I'm saying to you, don't give up. God is about to do it. Don't give up. God is about to do it in your life. According to the book of Luke, chapter number 1, verse number 7, the Bible says, but they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zachariah division was on duty and he was serving as a priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. The angel of the Lord, oh God Almighty, appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of the incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel of the said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. Oh God. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. Quick one. I want us to say these few things as we are about to go. That don't give up. God is about to do it in your life. Please, Dana Zakaya, as you start your day, don't you dare give up. Don't you dare think that it is over about you. Don't you dare think about God does not care about your life. But what you need to know, that God's timing is perfect for your life. People they were thinking that Elizabeth and Zachariah, they were too old to conceive. They were too old to have a child. But at the right time, God blessed them with a son. I am here to say, at a right time, God will bless you. Don't give up. Start your day knowing that God is taking care of your matter. God bless you as you start your day. We continue with our topic, don't give up, God is about to do it. Don't give up, God is about to do it. We have learned about in the Bible, in the book of Luke chapter number 7, about Zachariah, oh God Almighty. The Bible reveals that he was an old man serving in the house of the Lord. But now what was surprising, get this one before we go. What was surprising is that Zachariah was serving in the house of the Lord, taking prayers for people before the Lord, oh God Almighty, taking prayers for people and praying for people, and people were receiving their things. People were blessed through his ministry, but he was having a challenge because he was not able to conceive. I am here to remind you that continue to help people with whatever help that they need. Whether you are still lacking something, whether you are still praying for something, whether you are still believing God for something, but don't give up. I am here to remind you, continue to be a blessing among other people. God will bless you for that. God will continue to hold your hands. He will never leave nor forsake you. As you are busy serving other people, God will then bless you. As you are busy blessing other people, God will take care of you. As you are busy helping other people, God will take care of your matters. Don't give up. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, we must not get worried to do good, because at the right time, God will bless us. I am here to remind you that there's a blessing that is waiting for you or heard. By so not giving up, by so not giving in, God will bless you. God will take care of you. God will never allow you to help people or to do things in your life. Anga kumbuli imithandazo yakho, anga cabangi. God is on your side. Don't give up, my dear brother. Don't give up, my dear sister. God is on your side. God is with you. God will take care of you. God will make sure, will carry you, Rabakasa. God will carry you through. Continue to do good. He's on your side. He loves you. He cares about you. He cares about your family. Don't give in and don't give up. Remember, I'm Apostle J.N. Koza. And thank you so much for having me. Bye. Once again, good morning, good people. My name is Apostle J.N. Koza from Evangelical Praise and Worship Center. We are in this topic today that says, don't give up. Don't give up. God is taking care of your matter. God is looking at your tears and he knows exactly what is good for you, O God Almighty. O Shalaba Kazai. In the book of Ruth, chapter number 3, verse 18, Naomi is talking to Ruth and say, Boaz will never rest until your matter is taken care of. Boaz will never rest until your matter is taken care of. Maybe let me take you through this story. Boaz is a type of Christ. Boaz here is standing in the place of Christ. Where the Bible says Boaz will never rest, Ruth, Lord Naomi, was simply referring to God, that God will never rest until your matter is taken care of. Oh, Karabakasaya. And Naomi here is a type of Israel, and Ruth here is a type of a church. So now Israel is talking to the church and say, church, oh God, don't give up until your matter, no matter, Boaz will take care of your matter. Your duty is to continue to stir up your faith and believing that God will take care of your matter. Believing that God will take care of your matter. I am here to remind you, Tarasakai, that God is taking care of your matter. Don't give up. Rise, FM. Rise and believe that God is taking care of your matter. Rise, FM. Rise and believe that God is taking care of your matter. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what is your situation. I don't know what is ahead of you. I don't know what is troubling you. But I am here to remind you that God is taking care of your matter. I am here to tell you this morning on Rise FM that God is taking care of your matter. Don't give up, Tenezekiah. Keep the faith going. Pull off your sleeves and continue to believe that God is taking care of your matter. Don't give up, Tenezekiah. God is with you. God loves you. God thinks about you. He will never leave nor forsake you. He always be beside you. He has promised, that we have a twalabake, aba holena sendeleni. And we believe that, and we are going to hold on it, because we believe that God is on our side. I am here to say, don't give up, Nanazakai. God is taking care of your matter. Stay blessed, wherever you are, wherever you're going. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.